faire un essai, juste pour le son.
She was very beautiful, you know.
Ouais, c'est un peu comme Bob Marley, quoi.
On s'embrasse?
Non.
Is that a proposition?
It's more comfortable
in the couch,
isn't it?
Monsieur Hulot?
Yes.
I'm not more talking.
Don't be so modest.
Bonsoir à tous et bienvenue dans Certaines aiment Fip, une émission de Susanna Poveda et Denis Soula. Programmation musicale Pierre-François, mixage Michel Thomas. Aujourd'hui, Tim Burton. Ryder, amoureuse d'un Johnny Depp qui cisèle un ange aux ailes de glace alors que la neige tombe sur une banlieue pavillonnaire américaine pour entamer certains lemphips. C'est Édouard aux mains d'argent, peut-être le plus beau film de Tim Burton, celui qui nous a révélé sa mélancolie et sa poésie. Alors que sort son adaptation du légendaire Dumbo des studios Disney où il a fait ses débuts en 79, certains lemphips sort les squelettes du placard et plonge dans la joyeuse morbidité d'un cinéaste de l'enfance perdue, lui qui a passé la sienne à Burbank, en Californie, dans un territoire baigné de soleil mais totalement ennuyeux. Un univers sans histoire, sans culture, sans passion, dit-il. C'est le cinéma qui va sauver le garçon particulier, support idéal de rêves enfouis, avec comme première source d'inspiration la nuit d'Halloween, la seule qui lui permet d'être un autre. En 30 ans, Tim Burton a bâti une œuvre excentrique, adaptant souvent des contes pour enfants, Alice au Pays des Merveilles, Charlie et la Chocolaterie ou Miss Peregrine. Autant de bijoux macabres et tendres mis en musique par Danny Elfman, son alter ego musical, qui donne une empreinte sonore à ses visions. Certains lemphips glissent donc dans les tréfonds sombres mais scintillants d'un cinéaste déviant, épris de fantaisie et de liberté qui n'a pas fini de nous étonner et de dessiner une œuvre originale.
lines, and I just started to draw the only way I could draw. So, you know, that's why drawing's always been important to me. You get things, you know, ideas out, and, you know, and most artists that I've read about, they spend their whole lives trying to go back and find that simplicity that they, you know, I remember seeing a Matisse retrospect where he just, by the end, he was going back to try to find that sort of beautiful simplicity that he had from the beginning.
Welcome, baby Dumbo. We're all family here, no matter how small.
You have something very rare. You have wonder. You have mystique. You have magic. Wow! Come with me. Together, we can soar on an elephant's wings.
What's happening? Where are they taking her?
Take Dumbo back inside.
But she's his mom. Do something. She needs us. Look at me. Fly.
Thank you.
Arcade Fire dans Certains l'aiment flipper et au générique de Dumbo, le nouveau film de Tim Burton. Chanté pour la première fois en 1941 dans le dessin animé de Disney, Baby Mine reprend des couleurs dans cette version swingée par toute la famille de Win Butler. Sa mère à la harpe, son frère au thérémine, sa femme Régine à la batterie et leur jeune fils au triangle. Butler semblait destiné à rencontrer Tim Burton, lui qui, adolescent, jouait dans un groupe appelé Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factories. D'une histoire pour toutes les générations, le réalisateur souhaitait faire un film personnel en se mettant, comme d'habitude, du côté des marginaux. Dumbo et moi, avoue le réalisateur, avons beaucoup de choses en commun. On retrouve des fidèles, Eva Green, Colin Farrell, Michael Keaton et Danny DeVito. Le reste de la musique du film, qui sort le 27 mars, est bien entendu signé et supervisé par Danny Elfman.
Your some ghosts.
It's a little private joke that Lydia and I share.
It's not a joke.
Yes, it is. Just today she tried to convince me that this house is haunted. Kids! You know, I love them.
By ghosts?
Favor us about your ghosts.
No. I am sick of that subject.
It's cute, Delia.
Daylight come and me wan go home.
Otho, are you doing
work
this?
Work all night and a drink a rum.
Daylight come and me wan go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me wan go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me wan go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me wan go home.
Lip
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch.
Daylight come and me wan go home.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot punch.
Daylight come and me wan go home.
Day, is a day.
Daylight come and me wan go home.
A beautiful bunch, a ripe banana.
Daylight come and me wan go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me wan go home.
From the director of Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Adam and Barbara are
ghosts.
What's the good of being a ghost if you can't frighten people away?
Their house is being haunted by the living.
Maybe the house could use a little remodeling.
And they can't scare them into leaving.
They're dead. It's a little late to be neurotic.
So they're calling on Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice!
Who's no ordinary ghost.
Yeah, you don't want his help.
Can you be scary?
What do you think of this?
Now, the party's over.
You want somebody out of the house, I want to get somebody out of your house.
But the fun has just begun.
It's showtime.
Learn to throw your voice, fool your friends, fun and party.
Not bad.
This is amazing.
You want a cigarette?
Oh, no, thank you.
Oh, yeah, here I come, baby.
He's guaranteed to put some life...
Attention, King Workshoppers.
...in your afterlife. Michael Keaton is Beetlejuice.
I'm the ghost with the most, babe.
Lana Del Rey sur la BO de Big Eyes de Tim Burton dans Certains l'aiment fip, puis la savoureuse scène du dîner de Beetlejuice où des convives possédés entonnent le Day-Ho d'Harry Belafonte. Après Pee-wee Big Adventure en 85, Beetlejuice est le deuxième long métrage de Burton avec Winona Ryder, Alec Baldwin, Michael Keaton et le kitschissime crooner canadien Robert Goulet. C'est un autre crooner, Sammy Davis Jr., auquel songea Tim Burton pour interpréter Beetlejuice. Et puis on lui a parlé de Michael Keaton, dont il a découvert et apprécié l'extravagance, à tel point qu'il l'engage dès la fin du film pour le Batman qu'il s'apprête à tourner.
New king in town.
Listen, I'm sorry about yesterday, but I had a pretty big deal come through. Fall through, actually.
It's okay. I had to go home and feed my cat.
No hard feelings, then.
Actually, semi-hard, I'd say. There's a big, comfy California king over in Betty. What do you say?
We take off our costumes.
I guess I'm tired of wearing masks.
Me too.
That's lovely. I don't know anymore, Bruce. A kiss under the mistletoe. You know, mistletoe can be deadly if you eat it.
A kiss can be even deadly.
Does this mean we have to start fighting?
Let's go outside.
Who Else avec Jack Nicholson en Joker de luxe sur Party Man, extrait de la BO du Batman de Tim Burton, puis le slow langoureux entre Michelle Pfeiffer, Catwoman et Michael Keaton dans Batman Returns, quelques années après le succès du premier épisode, où les jambes de Kim Basinger et la musique de Prince rivalisaient avec le délicieux dégoût que provoquait en nous le sourire carnassier de Nicholson. Sur Batman, la guerre est rude entre le quasi-inconnu Danny Elfman et le Purple Man. Pour ne froisser personne, les producteurs tranchent. Le film aura deux BO, Elfman décrochant même un Grammy Awards pour son Batman thème. Sa carrière est lancée.
Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. It's clear, it's because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen.
I'm on the top of the world looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
Something in the wind has learned my name, and it's telling me that things are not the same. In the leaves on the trees and the touch of the breeze, there's a pleasing sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I will find tomorrow will be just the same for you and me. All I need will be mine if you are here. I'm on the
top of the world again, down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world. I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
I am a picker. I am a grinner. I am a lover. And I am a sinner. I play my music in the sun.
Alice Cooper.
I seem to recall an Alice Cooper from my youth. Does she reside in Collinsport?
Not exactly.
Well, she shall be our guest nonetheless.
For having us.
Good evening. Welcome to Colin Room.
I have to hand it to you. This is happening. I guess the only thing missing is Alice Cooper.
What? The Cooper woman. Now. Come here.
Outside, my dear. You would catch your death of cold.
I've caught the only thing that matters, Barnabas. Why?
I have withheld my tender affections, fearful that they were unrequited. I've not spoken of my feelings to another soul.
Right. You've only spoken of my birthing hips.
Yes.
I don't know why, but for some reason I feel like I can tell you anything. It's like I've known you forever.
Yes.
It's almost hypnotic.
Yes. But wait, no. I have used no such trickery to summon your ardor. I assure you.
I don't know what it is. I just know there's always been something pulling me here. Pulling me to Collinsport. To you.
Dear Victoria, hath my scent offended thee?
No, no. I'm sorry. It's just... the people I love haven't always loved me back. My own family sent me away. Swept me under the rug because it was easier than having a daughter who was different. Who was cursed. Cursed because I saw things other little girls didn't. They were the loneliest and most painful years a child could know.
Now, hold still, Maggie. This will only hurt for a minute.
But as hard as they were, I never lost my will. The need to feel the sun on my face again.
I wanna get out of here. I've gotta get out of here.
So I set out in search of a new home. A new life, far away from that pain.
I gotta get out of here! I gotta get out of here! I gotta get out of here!
But even in my wildest dreams, I never thought I'd feel as happy as I do now.
To betray one's own kin, and because she possesses a gift. No, Doria, it is unforgivable. Your parents deserve to boil in hell's everlasting sulfur.
Les Carpenters dans Certain Lame Fip avec Top of the World sur la BO de Dark Shadows, où Tim Burton fait également chanter The Joker à un vampire sexy nommé Johnny Depp. Ce dernier a en outre la bonne idée d'inviter Alice Cooper à se produire dans son manoir pour faire plaisir à une jeune loup-garou prépubère interprétée par Chloé Grace Moretz. Son duo avec le divin Alice sur Ballad of Dwight Fry est le clou du film, à moins que ce ne soit l'étreinte torride entre Eva Green et le beau Johnny, le rocker à la voix de velours ou la brune fatale. Dur de choisir.
It's dreamy weather we're on. Waved your crooked wand along an icy pond with a frozen moon. A murder of silhouette crows I saw, and the tears on my face and the skates on the pond, they spell Alice. Disappear in your name, but you must wait for me somewhere across the sea. There's the wreck of a ship. Your hair is like meadow grass on the tide, and the raindrops on my window and the ice in my dream. Baby, all I can think of is Alice. Arithmetic, arithmetic, turn the hands back on the clock. How does the ocean rock the boat? How did the razor find my throat? The only strings that hold me here are tangled up around the pier. And so a secret kiss brings madness with the bliss. And I will think of this. I'm dead in my grave. Set me adrift and I'm lost over there, and I must be insane. skating on your name, and by tracing it twice, I fell through the ice of secret kiss brings madness with the bliss, and I will think of this when I'm dead in my grave. Set me adrift and I'm lost over there, and I must be insane go skating on your name, and by tracing it twice, I fell through the ice of Alice. There's
such a crime. If you should ever want to be loved by anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you'll find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want to do. Why can't this crazy love be more? It's not unusual to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time, it's not unusual to find that I'm in love with you. Oh, 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 oh.
Why are you doing this? Why? Isn't the universe big enough for both of us? What is wrong with you people? We could work together. Why be enemies? Because we're different? Is that why? Think of the things that we could do. Think how strong we would be. Earth and Mars together. There is nothing that we could not accomplish. Think about it. Think about it. Why destroy when you can create? We can have it all. Or we can smash it all. Why can't we work out our differences? Why can't we work things out? Little people, why can't we all just get along?
Waits en clin d'œil avec Alice à la version du classique de Lewis Carroll, dont Tim Burton osa un remake en 2010, puis Tom Jones, l'un de ses chanteurs préférés ici dans Mars Attacks, où Tom, sempiternellement cool, essaie d'échapper à de facétieux martiens qui viennent de dézinguer le président des États-Unis, joué par Jack Nicholson. Parodie du blockbuster Independence Day, Mars Attacks est une comédie jubilatoire où ces cruels mais désopilants extraterrestres sont vaincus in fine par le yodel d'Indian Love Call du chanteur country Slim Whitman. On l'écoute dans Certain Lame Fib.
What's killing him? I think it must be my music.
Ha! constrictive. I can't even fold my arms.
Gee, Mr. Lugosi, I've never had any complaints.
This is the most uncomfortable coffin I've ever been in.
Mr. Lugosi?
I told you, I don't want any of your goddamn coffins.
No, I don't work here.
Well, who are you? What do you want?
I don't want anything. I'm a really big, big fan. I've seen all your movies. Do you know that I saw you perform Dracula in Poughkeepsie in 1938?
That was a terrible production.
I thought it was great. You know, you're much scarier in real life than you are in the movie.
Thank you.
I even waited outside to get your autograph, but you never came out.
Well, I apologize. When I play Dracula, I put myself into a trance. It takes me much time to reemerge. Oh, there's my bus. Shit, there is my transfer.
Say, don't you have a car?
I refuse to drive in this country. Too many madmen.
I've got a car.
Today, it's all giant bugs. Giant spiders, giant grasshoppers. Who would believe such nonsense?
The old ones were much spookier. They had castles, full moons.
They were mythic. They had a poetry to them.
Yes.
And you know what else? The women. The women prefer the traditional monsters.
The women?
Huh. The pure horror. It both repels and attracts them. Because in their collective unconsciousness, they have the agony of childbirth. Oh. The blood. The blood is horror.
You know, I never thought of that.
Take my word for it. If you want to make out with the young lady, take her to see Dracula.
Pérez Prado, à l'instant, dans Certalem Fip, le prince du mambo est au générique de l'émouvant Ed Wood de Tim Burton, grâce à qui Martin Landau remporta l'Oscar avec son interprétation de Bela Lugosi, l'inoubliable Dracula des années 30, ayant sombré dans l'oubli et la drogue 20 ans plus tard. Ed Wood est l'un des chefs-d'œuvre de Tim Burton. Il fut entre 1953 et 71 le réalisateur malchanceux de Série Z, mis en scène en dépit du bon sens. Mort dans la pauvreté et l'anonymat au terme d'une carrière absolument ratée, Ed Wood connaît une gloire posthume en étant élu plus mauvais réalisateur de tous les temps. Et ses films deviennent l'objet d'un culte fervent chez les amateurs de nanar. Archétype de l'artiste prêt à surmonter tous les obstacles pour réaliser ses rêves, il ne pouvait que plaire à Tim Burton. À noter une BO composée par Howard Shore, seule infidélité au couple cinématographique Tim Burton-Danny Elfman.
You listen to it, it's like weird poetry. Look at the dialogue, it's beautiful. And sort of relate to Ed Wood, is that in terms of what, are you talented or are you, is this going to be good, is this going to be bad? And also just that weird feeling as a filmmaking family. You know, when you're making a film, it is like a weird dysfunctional family. And it's, there's something beautiful about that. And that's what one of the things I loved is this sort of little weird family he surrounded himself with.
Fish had fallen.
example cut this morning from a halibut.
An oyster from an oyster stew. A steak that no one else would chew. And lots of other things as well. Which we that's rather horrid smell.
Sparky était un bon chien, un ami fidèle. Quand on perd un être cher, il ne s'en va jamais tout à fait. Il sera toujours dans ton cœur.
Je le veux pas dans mon cœur. Je le veux ici, avec moi.
Même après la mort, les muscles réagissent à l'électricité.
Ça. Ton chien est vivant.
Victor a ramené à la vie un animal.
Avec des éclairs, des boums et des...
Il va se passer quelque chose d'énorme.
Qui est responsable de ça?
Je voulais seulement que mon chien revienne.
Il faut voir plus grand.
Debout, colosse.
J'adore.
Victor, allons-y.
Aide-moi.
J'ai plus gros problème.
Ouais, c'est vrai.
Praise be New Holland. Streets so wide and sidewalks clean. Modest homes at modest prices. Everyone's urban dream. Praise be New Holland. Happy children, free from tears, free from all the world's dangers, free from crime and free from strangers. In our houses, tight and safe, we have nothing to fear. Praise be New Holland. May your windmills spin forevermore. Vincent
Malloy is 7 years old. He's always polite and does what he's told. For a boy his age, he's considerate and nice. But he wants to be just like Vincent Price. He doesn't mind living with his sister dog and cats, though he'd rather share a home with spiders and bats. There he could reflect on the horrors he's invented. wander dark hallways alone and tormented. But imagines dipping her in wax for his wax museum. He likes to experiment on his dog, Abercrombie, in the hopes of creating a horrible zombie. So he and his horrible zombie dog could go searching for victims in the London fog. His thoughts, though, aren't only of ghoulish crime. He likes to paint and read to pass some of the time. While other kids read books like Go, Jane, Go, Vincent's favorite author is Edgar Allan Poe.
De frissons garantis pour conclure Certains Lames Fip avec les Oompas Loompas de Charlie et la Chocolaterie, puis Winona Ryder vocalisant dans Frankenweenie qui clôture la merveilleuse trilogie en stop motion de L'étrange Noël de Mr. Jack et des Noces Funèbres. Et puis enfin un extrait du premier film de Tim Burton, Vincent, avec la voix de son mentor, Vincent Price. C'est celle qu'on entend aussi sur l'intro de Thriller de Michael Jackson. On vous rappelle que Dumbo, le nouveau Tim Burton, sortira mercredi sur tous vos écrans. Vous pouvez réécouter et podcaster cette émission sur notre site fip.fr. On se retrouve la semaine prochaine avec une émission en guise de clin d'œil au cinéma anglais, alors crucial et fatidique du Brexit or not Brexit. La réponse, my dear, the next Certains Lames Fip.
Par ma foi, vous êtes un audacieux gaillard. Robin, vous me plaisez.
C'est beaucoup d'honneur, Altesse.
Messire Robin, voici Lady Marianne Fitzwalter.
J'espère que Milady a fait bon voyage pour venir de Londres.
Ce que vous espérez ou non m'importe peu.
Quel dommage que sa courtoisie ne vaille pas sa beauté, Altesse.
Vous entendez, messeigneurs. Ce pauvre Gisborne est tellement amoureux de Marianne qu'il n'ose pas pipi mot devant elle. Et voici que ce gaillard lui rabat son caquet, sans plus de façon.
No more talking.
Avanti!
Azione!
Traveling!
Silenzio!